flame retardants may be used on small flammables like couches and other furniture. But how do you prevent fires on a much, much larger scale? This morning, wildfires blazed across wine country, leading Napa and Sonoma counties to announce an earlier-than-usual official start to the fire season. It's usually in June. During this dry season, as many as 50 volunteer fire watchers take shifts in outposts located high above San Francisco Bay. For instance, at the top of Mount Tam is a little shack up on stilts, just that much higher above the peak where it sits. It's called the Gardner Lookout, and it's one of two fire lookout towers in Marin County. The fire watchers spend days and nights in a room with windows instead of walls, using old brass instruments, maps, a two-way radio, and a box of dog-eared 3x5 note cards, looking for smoke in an uninterrupted 360-degree view of the Bay Area. Fire spotters have been working in the Mount Tam lookout since the 1930s. They've spotted fires in Larkspur, in Hicks Valley, and in 2012, a fire watch volunteer saw the giant plumes of smoke from the San Bruno pipeline explosion. KALW's Julie Kane visited the lookout on Mount Tam to see what the fire watchers see.
Up this high, above the fog line, there aren't houses or corner stores or office towers.
You take your own food, but there's plenty of water up there. It's filtered.
This is Gary Yost. He's a volunteer fire watcher. Besides the parking lot and the lookout, the only other man-made structures he sees are an array of antenna and satellite dishes and a white dome on a peak in the near distance. What are those for?
Oh, that's microwave communications for cell phone companies and TV and radio stations and just corporate data networks, high-speed internet stuff. And then that's the FAA radome, the Federal Aviation Authority's air traffic control radars in there. I think the Air Force uses that too still.
Yeah, I can pick up the... I hear it.
Sure.
This sound. Above us, the sky is crisscrossed with an intricate array of long white airplane contrails, fading and drifting into the cloudless bright blue. Below us...
So you can see here we've got the Corte Madera Ridge, and then beyond it is Tiburon and Belvedere, Angel Island, and Richmond Bay, and there's San Quentin and the Richmond Bay Bridge. And it's all just happening, and you can barely hear a rumble of the traffic on 101, but you can hear it. It's the sound of 7 million people.
What's so special about this place is not just what you can hear, it's what you can see. This is one of the best places in the Bay Area to spot fires.
And the lookout was dedicated in May of 1937.
The lookout building is a rugged tower built of stone and wood and ringed by a catwalk. It's protected from intruders by rolls of gleaming razor wire.
And it's solid, I mean... This door weighs 300 pounds, and the rock is 2 to 3 feet thick.
To keep it from burning in a fire.
Okay, so let's go inside. Okay, after you.
In the base of the lookout are shelves of supplies, a refrigerator, a shower stall, and a steep, narrow staircase with a warning sign that says, danger, climbing can cause severe injury.
I don't think it's the climbing that causes the injury, though. It's the falling part. So here we are.
Inside the lookout. Wow.
Yeah, the nicest room in the San Francisco Bay Area. It's very sweet.
It's breathtaking.
Oh my goodness.
On a clear day, you can see as far as 60 or 70 miles in all directions.
What are you looking for?
So you're looking for a column of smoke.
The fire watchers are the first to spot a couple of fires every year. They also monitor fires and keep firefighters updated on how well containment efforts are working.
If you see a smoke, then you use this thing here called the Osborne Fire Finder, which is in every single fire lookout pretty much in the world.
The Osborne Fire Finder is a brass measuring device that looks like it could be a navigational instrument on an old sailing ship. It rotates above a circular map of the Bay Area, kind of like a flattened globe, perched on a tall tabletop at the center of the room. This is what volunteers like Yost use to pinpoint a fire's location.
It'll tell you pretty much where on the vertical the fire is, and you put your eye in this little teeny tiny hole. I mean, this hole is probably a 32nd of an inch across, and you line up one of those two crosshairs on the other side with the smoke, and you rotate the whole unit, which rotates very smoothly, along a 360 degree marked base.
Once the volunteer gets the fire's coordinates, he flips through
this really high-tech 3x5 card file.
The cards are well worn. Some are typed, some are written in pen. They match up coordinates with landmarks. Some are well known and easy to identify. Others, not so much.
Here's the Chicken Shack Fire Road, which runs along that ridge from Big Rock Ridge easterly towards Pacheco Valley. The Chicken Shack Fire Road.
Your Boston 11 commercial fire alarm.
When they know where the fire is, the volunteers call it in on a two-way radio. It's always on, chattering in the background.
He's a 40-year-old male, alert and conscious back there.
During the day, the volunteers have lots of company. The summit of Mount Tam is a popular spot. People come for that spectacular view. After dark and early in the morning, though, the volunteers have the mountaintop all to themselves.
The sunrise up here starts real early in the summer. You know, 4 o'clock, you can start to see light come into the sky, and there's all sorts of amazing visual effects that the rising sun has on the fog. So if you're really lucky, the fog will be fully in at sunrise, and you'll get that feeling of complete isolation. And if the fog has come in the night before you've gone to sleep, or maybe you've woken up in the middle of the night, or maybe you haven't gone to sleep at all, what you see underneath the fog are these shifting lights underneath the fog. So San Francisco and Marin County in the East Bay become kind of an underwater light show. And then if the fog is really, really deep, you don't see any of the lights of the Bay Area, but then the stars are as bright as the stars in the middle of the desert.
A desert of 7 million people and one volunteer perched on the mountaintop watching over us, looking for smoke. At the top of Mount Tam, I'm Julie Kane for Cross Currents.